All right, welcome to .NET Conf. My name is Syed Hashimi, and today we're going to be talking about the ASP.NET deployment process here. I've got my information here on the screen. You can reach me at Twitter, or you can send me an email directly. Also, I want to go ahead and point out some resources here. At the very top here, I've got the GitHub address for where I've got all these samples. So if you wanted to follow along or take a look at any of the material that I'm going to be going on, you can go ahead and get that now. I've got everything published out there right now, and then have some links here as well. In this talk, let me go ahead and open up Visual Studio, and I'm just going to open a MVC project, which I've just created here. And in this talk, we're going to be kind of talking a little bit about publishing and kind of focusing on the publish profile concept that we've added to Visual Studio in the previous release. So I'll start out with like a simple publishing from Visual Studio scenario, and then kind of start moving on to more advanced scenarios like publishing from a CI server, and then also updating your web config content during the publish process as well. I've got plenty of samples here, so let's see how much we can get through here. So now I've got the publish dialog here. We can see I've got Windows Azure websites as a target here. If I wanted to import a publish settings file that was provided by my hosting provider, I can do that through import. If I wanted to create a profile myself, I can go ahead and choose custom, and then I can fill in all the values for web deploy, or I can choose to create a web deploy package or publish it through FTP. For this one, let me go ahead and pick Azure websites here. And it's loading up all the existing sites that I have. I'm just going to pick an existing site that's called SyedHa3, and I'll go ahead and click OK there. It's downloaded the MS Deploy Publish profile. We can see the content here. On the Settings tab, here's where we can pick the build configuration that should be applied when we publish. Release is always the default here. We've got some file publish options. For this one, since I've published before, I'm going to check remove additional files at destination. If you wanted to pre-compile, you could as well. If you wanted to update your connection string, you can do that in this text box here, and also publish it. We're not going to get into DB publishing too much here, but I wanted to go ahead and point that out. Let me go ahead and kick off a preview here. So now on the publish dialog, we can also preview the changes that will happen. So that's what I've got here. We can see the preview. So we've got some add operations here and then some delete from the previous example. So let me go ahead and publish that guy out. And while that's happening, let me go ahead and show you some of the artifacts that were created during this process. And then we can also talk about how does that publish process actually work? Because there's kind of like a dance between MS Deploy and MS Build. We can see the site has now been published. Okay, when I created that profile in the publish dialog, what it has resulted in is under properties and publish profiles, we now have a file here that's called syedha.pubxml. Syedha was the name of the website, and then that became the name of the profile. PubXML is just an extension. The contents of the file is actually an MS Build file. If you're familiar with MS Build, then you'll notice this is just standard MS Build syntax here. These items are being passed in as properties. The fact that we use MS Build here means that you can leverage all the power of MS Build directly inside these published profiles. And the way that this actually works is we actually take your project, and when you start publishing, the build slash publish process will actually import this publish profile. So if you needed to modify your build or publish process on a per profile basis, you can do that directly inside this pubxml file. And I'll show you how can we do some of those more advanced scenarios. I've got some basic graphics here that I want to show you guys. The graphic I'm showing you now is this build project, gather files, transform files, and publish. Roughly, this is basically the series of steps that will happen when your project is being published from either Visual Studio or from the command line. And it's all being invoked through MS Build. So we'll go ahead and invoke MS Build. It'll go ahead and build the project. It'll gather your files for publishing. It'll transform your files, and then it will call webdeploy or msdeploy.exe to actually perform that publish process. During that process, during this transform phase, we'll go into that, and then there's also another phase that we can actually kind of break down that publish process as well, and we'll get into that as well. All right, so now let's take a look at this transform file phase. So to do that, let me open up this. I've got a sample application here, and let me just run this locally so we can see what the results of this, what this app actually is. So this is a Azure Image Optimizer dashboard. So Mads Christensen and I have worked on two Azure site extensions. One is for optimizing images, and the other is for minifying your CSS and JS. And we have one web project that actually serves for both of these. And you'll see during my publish process how I can change this text and change the color of this image as well. Let me close out of this. Let me show you how this app actually works before I get into the publish process. Okay, so if I take a look at this app, inside webconfig is where I have a couple of values here that need to get replaced. We can see that Mads has a hard-coded string here for where he's got the log file. We've got a name value here. That's the text that was on the website. Then we've got dark orange here. Now, let me explain what are our options for actually customizing this webconfig file during publish. Okay, there's really two options for us. One is inside this transform files block here. One method that you can transform files is what's called a webconfig transform. So if you want to be able to update your webconfig file during publish, we can author a webconfig transform. Or there's also a parameterization phase that happens during the actual publish. So let me kind of make this one a little bit larger here. The end here is web deploy package, but you can imagine this would be a website icon. So your web project, when it actually gets published, there's a replacement phase that happens during that publish process to where the artifacts on the end have been updated during that. And we may get to that at the end of this talk, but I'm going to kind of focus more on the webconfig transforms. So let me show you that. So inside Visual Studio, when you create, let me go back to my MVC project here for this one. When you create a new project in Visual Studio, you'll get a new build, you'll get a new transform for every build configuration which you've defined in your project. Here you can see I've got web.debug and web.release.config. Let me go ahead and open up web.release.config. So by default, the only item that's in here by default is removing the debug attribute when you publish on release. So this is what will basically change your app from debug mode to production mode when we publish it. But there's a lot of other syntax that the XDT, XML Document Transforms, actually makes available to us. And I'll show you that. But let me show you, there's actually, okay. So let's take a look about this web.release.config first. So now, when I publish this application on release, this webconfig transform will be invoked. As you're developing this webconfig transform, you can right-click and say preview transform here. That will give us a preview of what the results of this transform will be. So you can see I've taken out the debug flag here. All right. So now that was your build configuration transform. There's also another level of transforms here, and that's being able to create a transform on a per profile basis. So this is the MVC app, which I've recently just published, and I can see my published profile here. To create a webconfig transform for this, I can right-click and say add config transform. That's going to create a new nested file under web.config that's called web.profileName.config. In this case, it's syedha3. Just going to delete these comments here. And now I can actually add new items here as well. So I can say add settings, add key, and so on. And actually, I'm gonna just let's say from transform. Then I can say value, and then I'll just give my XDT items here. Okay, there's a few different transforms here, like insert, remove, update. I think there's about 8 of them, actually. Okay, so this is my profile-specific transform. Let's see what happens if I right-click and publish, right-click and preview on this one. All right, so if I right-click and preview on this, we can see a couple things have happened. My from transform element was inserted into the app settings, and the debug flag was removed. This debug flag, actually, there's one here, but if I was to remove this debug from here and invoke the preview one more time, you'll see that debug flag still has been removed, and I'll explain how that works. Okay, when I do preview, we can see debug has still been removed. If you zoom in on this, let me try to zoom in here real quick. If we zoom in, at the top, we can see that it says transforms applied web.release.config and then web.syedha.3. And then the way that that works is that preview functionality actually reaches into the published profile itself to see what build configuration has been configured for it. So if I were to pick properties here, go to settings, and see release. So it knew that it had to invoke the web.release.config transform first, because this actually is kind of a tiered approach. Let me show you the graphic that I have for this one. So this is a visualization of that config transform process. So we'll always execute the build configuration transform first, and then if the profile configuration transform exists, then we'll invoke that one. Okay. All right, now let's see a more realistic scenario here. So what I'll do is, let me take my Image Optimizer website here. Let's take a look at, I've created two profiles here. I've actually created a few profiles, but two basic profiles. One is to publish to the image optimizing site, and the other is to publish to the text minifying site. Let me open up my web.imageoptimizing config. Here we can see that I've set up my transform to where it'll specify the image compressor log file. Here I've given the Azure Image Optimizer as the title, and then I've given it a specific color here. So let me go ahead and right-click and publish this guy as well. And here I've already set up my profiles. I can go ahead and switch to the image optimizing. I'm just going to check remove all files here as well, because I've published previously as well. So we'll know that this is going to be a clean publish. All right, so now this should just take another second, and we'll take a look at the result here. So this is the image optimizing website. We can see I've got the blue icon. That's that color. Here's the text, and then it's pulling from the images log file here. Okay. Let me take a look at the other transform that I have here, which is the text minifying one. So this is when I'm going to publish this website as the text minifier. So I've just updated those three same app settings here. I just passed the app minifier, and then dark orange as the color. Okay, let me right-click here and say publish on this guy. I'm going to switch over to text min, and then I'll say delete as well. All right, let's take a look. All right, so this should just take another second here to just go ahead and finish up. All right, cool. So now we can see that Azure Minifier text has been updated. The image is now green, and then it's pulling the CSS slash JS file that I've got in my app data folder. Okay, we've got a question here. I'm interested in applying a different transform to an existing deployment package. How can I do that? Okay, all right, so how can we apply a existing transform to a deployment package? Yeah, so that one's going to be a little bit more tricky, because your web deploy package actually has your web config inside of it. So I've got two options for you. One, what you can do is you can use MS deploy to actually sync the web deploy package to a folder. You can use content path provider for that, or auto, actually, I think. So let's say you extract it out to a folder, and then you can run your transforms with the XDT task. I've got one available as a part of a NuGet package that's called slowcheetah.xdt. So there's a task slash XE there that you can use to run the transform, and then you can rezip it with msdeploy.exe. If you want to get a little bit more fancy, you can run the webconfig transform using that runner, and then you can actually use msdeploy to sync the zip file to itself while updating webconfig. If you need help with that, definitely do reach out to me either on Twitter or on email. How can I use a different connection string for my publish profile config? Okay, that one's kind of easy, and it kind of will give me a good segue to a new feature, or not necessarily a new feature, but an existing feature. So now, let me go ahead and right-click publish on my MVC web app here. Go back to properties, my new connection string. Obviously, this won't work, but let me go ahead and publish this, and then I'll show you the result here. All right, so I'll publish this to syedha3.azurewebsites.net. Okay, let's go ahead and save that. And this is gonna give me an opportunity to show you two kind of cool features that we have. All right, syedha3. I'm gonna expand it. I want to take a look at the webconfig file that's been published to the remote server. So I'm going to expand syedha3 and then double click on webconfig here. Okay, I've got my default connection. We can see it's been replaced with my connection string here. By default, when we're publishing from Visual Studio or from command line using that csproj file, we'll always create web deploy parameters for connection strings. So if you have a zip package and you want to update the connection string during publish, you can use the dash set param or dash set param file for that. Okay, and if you're publishing web deploy packages, I have a NuGet package that's called package web. You can install it into your project with install package package web dash pre, and when you create your package, it'll create a PS1 file to help you publish that. All right, another question here. I'm constantly encountering problems when trying to publish to Azure websites from Visual Studio while on slower internet connection, meaning not reliable, meaning not unreliable, just slow. Oh, okay, I see. Will this experience get improved somehow in the next release? Okay, the question came from Martin. Thank you so much for the question. I'm actually not that familiar with this, and if this is an issue that's impacting MS Deploy and Azure websites, please do email me this. I'm not familiar with any published problems on slow connections. I think things should work, but if they don't, that's definitely something that we want to go ahead and get fixed. All right, so now we've shown basic publishing from Visual Studio. Now let's take a look at how can we start leveraging these from the command line. So when I added all those settings inside the publish dialog, it created these publish profiles for me. In Visual Studio 2010, we also had the concept of a publish profile, but when you entered the values, they were stored in an XML file, and they were not really designed to ever be used outside of Visual Studio. But you know, since we've got these real, now that we've got the pub XML files, we actually can use these in a very first class way from the command line. So now, let me show you how we can publish these from the command line. Okay, in my samples, I have a script here that's called publish.ps1. It takes in a couple of parameters here. It takes in the password for image optimizing. It takes in the password for text minifying. And the default value will come from the environment here. And that's what I've done. I've just configured these as environment variables. And then I'll just pass them, my PS1 file will pick them up from here and then pass them to MS Build, which passes them to Web Deploy. By the way, if you don't know your publishing credentials, you can always right-click on your site in Visual Studio and say Download Publish Profile. That'll download your .publish settings file to your downloads directory, and then you can just look for the password value here, basically. So that's got your password. When you're working directly inside Visual Studio, the password is never written in plain text to any file that you can use. Okay, so that's the password. Okay, let's take a look at what it's going to take to actually publish this from the command line, okay? All right, so here I've got just some kind of boilerplate code here for getting the script directory some error messages if the password has not been provided. Here I just get the full path to the project file that I want to build. And then I actually start calling MS build here. So let's kind of zoom in on this a little bit and let's take a look. All right, so there's just a couple properties that we need to specify here. So one is Visual Studio version. This is a very important property. For anybody who has automated build scripts, you must pass Visual Studio version property for all your build scripts. Otherwise, you don't know what version of the targets you're building with. Okay, so this is a must-have property for any build, not necessarily just publishing. So definitely do pass that property in. Then I'm passing in configuration equals release. This is optional, but I always pass it in. And then here are the properties that are required to go ahead and start the deployment process. So I have deploy on build equals true. Give the name of the published profile. The MS build targets know how to resolve that path. And then I'll just pass it in my password. Okay, and then I finally call MS build. And that's to publish out to the image optimizing site. And then this one's to publish from the text minifying site. Okay. Before I publish that from the command line, what I want to do is go into these webconfig transforms and make some type of change. So that way I can see it. So I'll say from command line on both of these guys. Okay, so I'll do the same here. All right, let me open up a PowerShell window. All right, here we go. So now I'm going to invoke this publish script. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Image optimizer password is required. Okay. All right, I have that right here somewhere. Just get this real quick. Sorry about that. All right, let's paste those guys in. All right, let's try it one more time. Okay, so now it's calling MS build. Your project is being built. This is that copy phase and transform phase. Okay, and then it's publishing. Now it's moved on to text min. And then it's transforming and now publishing as well. All right, so let's take a look. All right, so now if I go to get rid of that one. All right, Azure Image Optimizer from command line. Okay, cool. So now we can see that this guy was definitely published from the command line. Azure Minifier, this guy should get refreshed as well. Let's take a look. Okay, maybe there's some issue with that publish. I'm not quite sure what happened. Maybe I didn't save the file or something like that. Oh, okay, I didn't save the file, but in any case, I did save the image optimizing one, and we did see that that one would work. Let me go ahead and delete these guys. I'm going to change that to something else later on anyways. Go ahead and get rid of that. Put it back to the state that it was in. So with using these published profiles, it's really simple to actually publish from the command line. In previous versions, you'd have to pass in like 8 or 9 different properties. They were actually the properties that are defined here in PubXML. So web publish method, deploy IIS app path, MS deploy publish method, you know, stuff that, you know, concepts that, you know, people, to be quite frank, they don't necessarily care about these things. All they care about is, hey, I've got my remote website. I just want to publish to that remote website and, you know, let Visual Studio slash the build publish process to figure out all the details. So that's what we've done. We've let you just pass in the publish profile. And you can customize that as well. All right, cool. So now I'm going to show you, we've kind of shown some basic publishing from Visual Studio, and then we've shown command line publishing. The next thing I want to show you is how can we actually get this configured from a CI server here. But before I do that, .NET Dev has a question on how can I publish database changes with web app? Okay, cool. That's actually a great question. Let me open up my MVC web again. Okay, it depends on what's the model that you're using for databases. So we have support for Entity Framework migrations, as well as if you just have a vanilla connection string inside webconfig, we use DACPack for that. Let me open up the publish dialog. Okay, on publish dialog, when I go to settings, I can see my database here. What you can do is go ahead and give your connection string here. If you're using Azure websites and you have a LinkDB, that connection string will just come down automatically and it'll be available in this drop-down here. There's none here because I don't have any, but you would just pick that, and then you would check execute code first migrations here. That's if it's code first, and what that will do is inside webconfig when you publish, we'll update your webconfig to set the initializer for that type when it's run. If you wanted to publish it with normal, like let's say if you had just a normal vanilla connection string, this text is going to change to like update database, I think it is, and then you give your remote connection string here, and then we actually will diff those two databases to find out what the changes are. So you can use that approach as well. We're recommending folks to use the EF code first approach, but both are available to you. If you have any issues with that, you can send me an email and I can point you to the docs. Okay, before we get to the CI server, let's take a look. Is there a way to sync? This is from Hisham, I guess. Okay, is there a way to sync using MS Deploy? Assume I want to download the website instead of upload it. Yeah, there is actually. You can use msdeploy.exe to basically synchronize website from one place to another. And it's actually kind of funny because WebDeploy itself is not strictly a deployment tool. It's really a synchronization tool. The way that we kind of started WebDeploy was when we were migrating apps from, I think it was IIS 5 to 6, or maybe 6 to 7. So we were looking for a way for people to sync their app from one web server to another. But we've kind of abstracted the concept, or I guess we've made it into a provider model to where you can sync a source with a destination, and then those two things can be different. So in that scenario, you would be syncing your website to a package or a folder. I actually have this exact sample on my blog, which is setodream.com. So if you can't find it on that blog, definitely do send me an email and I can go ahead and point you to that. But yeah, I've got that exact scenario blogged out already. Okay. So we said we're going to go ahead and move on to the continuous integration scenario here. So there's this great website that's called appveyor.com. This is a website that is actually like a hosted CI service, basically. I'm going to show you how can I go ahead and get started with this appveyor.com and create a profile here. The internet's kind of going a little bit slow here, unfortunately, which is not good. Let me try to refresh this in another page. Okay. Oh, man. Okay, just one second. Let me check out what's going on here with my internet access. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll try it in IE real quick. Okay, just one second. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going to have a tough time with a deployment talk if there's no internet here. Okay, all right. Sorry about that. Okay, we can see I've tried this a couple times before. Let me just walk you through this whole process. It's actually not that difficult. So here I can pick the repositories that my projects are hosted at. Here I've got GitHub. Let me pick the netconf here. Okay, so we've got netconf 2014. All right, perfect. Thanks. Let me put it on this side here. All right, thanks to Golnus for helping me out there. All right, so netconf 2014, I'm going to go ahead and create a new build here. Okay. Oh, actually, let me cancel that. I didn't want to create a new build. I wanted to go into the settings here. Sorry, the internet has kind of thrown me off there for a second. Okay. All right. So here are just the general settings for your project here. I don't need to change anything here, but let's take a look at the environment tab. And you know, as a disclaimer, I'm not a AppVeyor expert, so this may not be best practices for using AppVeyor. But what I'm going to show you is how can I use that published profile from AppVeyor to actually publish out my project? One of the cool things about the fact that we're now using MS Build here for these published profiles is the fact that MS Build property can come from a number of different places, right? You can either have it in your MS Build file, it can be passed in as a parameter, or you can actually get it from an environment variable. So what I'm going to do is take these settings here and set them as either environment variables or as MS Build properties. But in this case, I'm probably just going to set them all as environment variables because it's all, you know, on that one spot there. All right, so let me go back. So add environment variable. So I'll say Visual Studio version is 12.0. Add variable, I'll say configuration. Actually, they have a field for configuration, so I'll save that one. Publish profile is image optimizer. And I've got, let's say, deploy on build. They're not case sensitive, but all right, let me hit add here. Cancel that. Okay, let's go to the build tab here. So now there's a few things I'm going to have to specify here. So one is going to be the path of the project that I need to build. I only have to specify this because I have more than one solution slash project in this repository. If you had just one, it would be able to pick out the file here. So let me just grab this. Okay, I'm not going to check package web application for web deploy. Because if you do, they actually pull in their own custom profile to build that. Okay, minimum verbosity level, I'm going to go ahead and set this to normal. Typically, I would do either detailed or diagnostic, but for the purpose of this, I think normal is easier to read. Let's go ahead and click save on that one. Okay, let's take a look at the build. Let me just make sure I've got this thing set up right. Okay, so here's my build tab. So what I'm going to do, I don't need to pick the platform. I'll just take the default. I'll pick release here. And I think that might be, yes. Okay, one more thing I need to do. I need to restore NuGet packages before. So let me just grab this here real quick. This is going to restore my NuGet packages. All right, let me make sure that's all right. Okay, cool. All right. Let me just double check this one time because the build is actually going to take a few minutes. So let me go back to the general tab, make sure there's nothing here. All right, that looks good. Let me go to environments real quick. Okay, I've got Visual Studio version, publish profile, deploy and build. That all looks good. Yeah, you can use build matrix here, which is probably better, but we'll skip that one. Yep, I think this actually looks pretty good. So I'll probably just go ahead and kick this guy off. So let me save it. Go back to projects. Okay, that was the previous build, and I actually canceled that one out. So let me go ahead and kick off a build there. When you build an AppVeyor, it actually stands up a new VM for each build. So this is probably going to take a few minutes, and we'll come back to it. All right, in the meantime, there's a question. It says, if I have four environments, dev, QA, staging, prod, what's the Microsoft recommendation for deployment to each environment? Okay. Well, I guess it kind of depends on how you're publishing, right? So let's say if you wanted to if you're in an environment like this, I'm guessing you're not publishing directly to, you're definitely not publishing directly to prod from Visual Studio. You're probably not publishing staging directly from Visual Studio either. I would definitely recommend, getting some CI process running for dev, and then, you know, potentially trying to see if you can use that same exact process, not necessarily on every check-in, but to those different environments. We got some type of error here. No file format header found. I think. Probably just got the wrong path here real quick. Let me go take a look. I must have messed up those settings. But that package web NuGet package that I was telling you about, that might help you as well. Because the whole idea behind that is I want to be able to create a single web deploy package that has all of my artifacts, including webconfig transforms. So it actually kind of creates you a portable web deploy package that has your profiles and your transforms. And then there's a PS1 file that helps you invoke that and actually set up the transforms and whatnot. Okay, I must have missed some type of some step over here during configuring that one, but what I'll do is I'm just going to go back to the previous one that I've got set up here, and I'm going to just set it up to where it's going to start building again, and then I'm going to make a change and publish it. Okay, so let me just drill into this guy. That one's lit up. All right, let me change this, and I'll say from CI. That way we can take a look there. I'm sure it was just something silly that I've done over there. I'm relatively new to that website, so I'm not an expert on it, but it is very simple to use, and I was definitely impressed by it, so I'm going to start checking it out a lot more. But okay, so there we've got my from CI. So what I'll do is I'll go and check this guy in, and then we should see this prompt. Actually, let me go through and I'm going to take this guy and disable it, because I can only have one build running at a time with my profile here. So I'm just going to disable this guy. So I'll say none. Oops. Say add branch and say none. This is just going to turn it off. Otherwise, by default, they build for all branches here. So now the only project that I have that's going to build should be the second one here. Okay, so let's take a look. Okay. Let's take a look at my changes here. All right, so wow, yeah, okay. Let me go all the way up, and then I'll just check these guys in. All right, let's go ahead and get this checked in. With all luck, the build in the background should light up and actually start building and publishing. Configured on master, okay. All right, let's see what's going on. This guy should pick it up, but anyways, when I'm not sure what's happening with this particular, let's take a look, okay. It should have kicked off. Oh, this guy still has none on it, that's why. All right, sorry about that, let's try this one more time. All right, so now we should be in a good state, I think. All right, let's see. From CI2. All right, let's try it one more time. All right, I'm hoping it's gonna work. Okay, great. All right, cool. So now we can see my my build in the background has kicked off. I'm gonna go ahead and open that in a browser window and let it sit here for a few minutes. We'll come back to that. All right, cool. So now I want to take a look at a new feature that we have that may actually kind of simplify some of this stuff if you're using Azure websites. So one of the areas that we think Azure websites can be really helpful, I guess Azure in general actually, not just Azure websites, but one area that we think that Visual Studio customers can gain a lot of benefit using Azure is for dev test scenarios, especially because if you're an MSDN subscriber, you already have existing monthly MSDN credits. So if you're looking for an environment to test your apps and you're an MSDN subscriber, then Azure is going to be a great place for you. All right, so let me go ahead and create a new project here. That's fine. Let me move this out of this folder here, and I'll say I'll create a temp folder here as well. All right, cool. All right, let me go ahead and create a new web project here. I'm going to call this one netconf syed, and then click OK on this. Now we can see that in the corner of the new project dialog, we have a checkbox for host in the cloud, and then you can choose either website or virtual machine here. So what this will do, it actually will provision some Azure resources, either a website or a VM, and then it'll set your project up for publishing to that. So let's take a look at that experience. Okay, and we called the project NetConf Syed. Ah, I think I forgot to actually check it, which was not very smart. So let's try that one more time. Sorry about that. All right, so I'm going to pick a different folder here because I want that name. All right, so now that's fine. Okay, so NetConf Syed, and then I'm actually going to check it this time and then try it one more time, okay? All right, so now we get this create Azure website dialog. It'll automatically choose the same name as the project, and then it will see if that name is available. If the name is not available, we'll start trying to find a name that is available for you. If you wanted to create a database or associate it with an existing database, you can do that as well. That's not really needed for this demo. All right, so now what's happening is it's creating the project, and then there's going to be some artifacts that are introduced. So now it's actually creating the it created the project, now it's creating the Azure website. Now it's downloading your published profile, and then it's getting your web publish settings configured. And then it actually created some PowerShell files here. So let's take a look at everything that was generated here for us with that checkbox. So we can see I've got the published profile that was created. If I was to right-click and publish here, I could see all the web deploy settings have been set, and I could just immediately click publish here. I'm just going to close out of this. I'm not actually going to publish to it. I am going to grab this URL, though. So let me go ahead and close out of this, and then I'll go to the website here and just leave it there for a second. We haven't published to it, so it's still empty, but let's take a look. Okay, so that's your published profile is all set up. Now we've got a publish web application website PS1. So this is a PowerShell file that we can use from the command line to actually build and publish this. Azure website's PSM1 file here. This is just a module that the PS1 file includes. And then we have a configurations JSON file here. So the configuration JSON file just has the name of the website, the region, and any database settings that were associated with it. So the idea is that the PS1 script will actually pick up this JSON file. You'll have to pass it in as a property. If the site doesn't exist, it'll go ahead and create it. And then we'll publish our website to it. Okay, let's go back to AppVeyor real quick and see what's the status of our publish there. Okay, cool. So we can see I've got a NetConf 2014-3. If I look at the logs here, I can see it's invoking NuGet and restoring all of my packages. And then it's calling MS build with these particular settings here. So it's passing in the solution file, and then it's passing in its own little custom logger. That's how they show the log messages here. We don't see the /p deploy on build /p publish profile. That's coming from the environment variables, okay? All right, let's keep scrolling down. So this is actually the build phase. Okay, build phase. Okay, that's the collect phase. And then here is where the actual publish process happens. So at this point, we're actually publishing to it. So if I were to go to that IMG website, I'm going to hope that it says from CI at this point. All right, now it says from CI. And you know, I don't want that change in my code. So I'm actually going to remove it and then recheck it in, which will kick off another build. And then we'll move on to another topic. All right, let's save these. And then if I was to do the same commits, next time I check back, the website will be back in the original version. OK, there's a question. Can we run MS spec test from AppVeyor? I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm relatively new to that website. Definitely do like what I see. They have a test tab there. I would expect that they would have first-class support. Well, actually, MSpec test. I'm not sure if they have MSpec test support, actually. Yeah, so that's actually a question for the AppVeyor guys. But check out their website. Maybe they might have it. They might not have it. Okay, so now back to the host in the cloud stuff that we were talking about. All right, so I've got netconf syed here. Let me go into my PS1 file. Let's take a look at the contents of this PS1 file. So first off, I guess I probably should have let you know that to get all these features, if you don't see the host in the cloud feature, then what you should do is go and download the latest Azure SDK to go ahead and get that. Before I get into this, there's one feature that I have to show you guys that I forgot to show you earlier. So let me jump to this one feature, and then we'll come back to the PS1. Okay, so this feature is called selective publishing. So let's say if I wanted to modify default.aspx, let's say my manager came up to me and he's having an issue, and he says, "Hey, we need to make a quick change to our website. How can we do it?" So what I'll do, let's kind of simulate that. So I'm just going to add a quick change here. And then in Visual Studio, we have these. If your last used published profile is a web deploy profile, then you'll have these options available to you. So one of them is publish, preview, and replace. Okay, so if I wanted to just publish that file out, I can just right click and say publish here. It'll just publish that one particular file. Sorry, that's not the right window here. Web publish activity. We can see that the file was published. And you can also do the opposite by preview. You can preview your changes as well. If you wanted to just see what would happen before publishing, you can preview. Okay, we can see that. Okay, that's what we call selective publish. That's like a really awesome feature. I love that feature. We kind of jammed it in at the last minute, and the team wasn't necessarily happy about it, but it's all worth it now. Okay. All right, so let's take a look at this this PS1 file. So the first thing that we can notice is that this PS1 file actually has some syntax colorization inside Visual Studio. So I'm definitely really happy about that. It has a configuration parameter, which is required. That's pointing to that JSON file, subscription name. If you had authorized your account with your machine with more than one subscription name, you can pass it in. Web deploy package. I'm going to edit the script to where it actually creates the package as a part of the process. So I'm going to remove these validations here. Okay, and then if you are having any database, you can pass in the passwords here. All right, so now the whole concept of the script is we've kind of created some stubs for you here for new web deploy package and test web application. And then we've created a function here that will kind of publish the actual website. But the whole idea is that the script will actually kind of coordinate the whole process. So if you fill in a new web deploy package and test web application, it will call those at the right time. Let me go and grab the actual content, and I'm pretty sure that's what I have here. All right, let me grab this real quick. All right, I'm just going to paste this in. This is some stuff that's kind of similar to what we were seeing before. Let me just format this appropriately. Okay, all right, so now we can see that I've got the, I just added this script dir function one more time to get the location. Inside new web deploy package, I've just given the MS build commands to actually create a package, and then you can see I'm using this to package profile. So I need to go ahead and create this profile to create that package for this project. So let me open up the appropriate solution here. So that's .netconf syed, and I'm going to create a profile that will create a package for me. So I'm going to go back to the profile tab. I'll choose custom. It's supposed to be called 2PKG. I'll change this to web deploy package. And then actually what I can just do is, yeah, that's fine. All right, so I'm going to pick, I'm just picking something here. For my case, it's just publish. This is how I set up the PS1 script. So let me just set that. I'm not going to publish this guy. I'm just going to close it. Okay, and so basically, this guy will create the new web deploy package at this particular location, and then I'm going to call this script with those settings, basically. So let me grab the path to this. All right, so publish, and then for configuration, I'm going to pass it the path to the file. So let's go back up one real quick. Okay, so it's .NET conf, publish scripts, configurations, and then the name of this file here. So it's just config. Yeah, it's fine. All right, and then my web deploy package is going to be at this particular location. Sorry, that's going to be netconf. Okay, so I'm going to go into netconf, obj, publish. Actually, you know what? Let me publish one time so that I get the name of the file, and then I'll delete it. And just to make sure that that profile works, okay? Man, I've got like so much material here, but so little time to cover all of it, but I'm trying to get through as much as I can here. All right. Web deploy package. Let's do this. Okay, cool. All right, hopefully this works. I am kind of rushing this a little bit, but trying to do the best that I can here. All right, publish web application.ps1, and let me actually delete this. That way we can see the whole flow, basically. I think that should be it. All right, let's try it out. Oh, man. Just one second. I think I've got these paths wrong. Let me actually just give the full path to all these, just to kind of make it a little bit simpler here. Okay, having some issue with that particular one. Anyways, conceptually, that's how it's supposed to work. I'm not sure what's exactly going on here. I got 6 minutes, and I think we could talk about some other stuff. Okay, I'm trying to publish from VSO to our, there's a question here. Let me take a look at it. I'm trying to publish from VSO to our internal test server. Okay, I can reference a publishing profile in the MS build arguments section of the build. MS build arguments section of the build, yes. So for VSO, you basically use team build. In your MS build arguments, you can pass a publish profile. Okay, is there a way to configure the MS build arguments to publish direct without needing the profile in my source? Yeah, there is. You'll have to take the properties that are inside that publish profile and pass some of them on the command line. It depends what type of publish you're doing. You might have to pass a deploy target property as well. I think for file system you might have to do that. So if you're not able to get that working, let me put my email back on the screen. But if you're not able to get that working, then send me an email and then I can help you with that, getting that going. Okay, great. Another question. Are the PS1 config files for CMD only created for Azure when you create a new project? Yes, good question. So this is from Ryan. So he's wondering, if I understand his question correctly, he's what he's really asking is saying, hey, how can I create the PS1 files for an existing project that I have? So unfortunately, the support that we have today is only for new project. With that being said, the contents of these files is pretty simple. If you wanted to use it for a different project, all you'd have to do is copy these files and then replace the values. And they're set up in a way that they will create first if they don't exist. So that might, it'll kind of make it simpler. You don't have to worry about the create phase. You just update the name and then it'll create it for you. Okay, cool. Let me, I really wanted to get, now I know what's going on. Just one second. I really wanted to get this thing to work. So let me try it one more time. And to use this, you'll need the Windows Azure or Microsoft Azure PowerShell stuff. All right, let's try it one more time. Oh, man. Okay, there's obviously something wrong in the way that I've authored this particular script here. Let me find the one that's got the real one. I think OneNote might have replaced one of my like special parameters or something. All right, so this is the one. Let me explore this. Let me grab the contents out of it. All right, let me grab it from here and then paste it back. Okay. All right, let's try this one more time. Okay, if this doesn't work, we're just going to move on to something else. Okay, cool. All right, so now it's building my project. That's where that new web deploy package comes in. So now it's creating the package. The package is created, and now it should start the publish process out. Anyways, there was another like validation that I needed to remove. Anyways, let's move on to talk about something else. Okay, let me show you. I talked a little bit about the fact that these are MS Build, the publish profiles or MS Build files, and you can customize them. So these are all inside the repository. So let me show you. Let's say if you had a website that, you know, let's say your website has 5,000 images on it, you know, when you publish, odds are you're not going to have those 5,000 images in the project that your developers are using. So what you'll need is some mechanism to take files from a different location and publish those along with your project here. And in this sample, I'm just showing you how you can do that. So here I've declared the property of where do I want to pick the files up from. I'll go ahead and include those into an MS Build item. And then simply by including it into this item, they show up during the publish process. And then I give the destination relative path. If I was actually to preview this particular profile, I should see that as well. So if I do extra files and start preview, I should have some extra files here. So here's the ones that are coming in. We can see 01.jpg, so on and so forth. My IMG folder just has these three. Okay, so now here's if you wanted to exclude some files. There's a item list for that that's called exclude. If you wanted to get a little bit more fancy, I've kind of got a cool demo here that kind of takes some extra files, runs them through a image optimizer, and then publishes them. So let's take a look. So here's the shared files. Here's the path to the XE. And then I'm adding this target to the list of targets that should be invoked during publish. I create my temporary directory. Declare the items, I'll call the JPEG tran task, and then I add the files to the list of items to be published, and then I've got this clean target here. Okay, cool. That's basically all that I got. Everything's inside my GitHub repository. I actually had a whole like three or four more pages here. But anyways, this is something that, you know, if you guys have questions, if there's anything specific that I can help you out with, you've all got my email address. And I'm going to leave you guys with it. I think they've got another speaker that's coming in. Thanks, guys.